الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in the last Ashara of Ramadan, and this is the very, very peak period. We should not become slack, especially those of us who are striving for Ramadan, whether we were here in the Khanqah or any other Khanqah, or at home, wherever we are, and now we're coming to the end. Usually the tabiat, the nature of man, he starts slacking. But here should be the opposite. We should be picking up more. We are coming to the end. For that, we know we are human beings and we have got our handicaps. We are not free like to do. We are bound down. We get tired. We need our sleep. And that is one major thing which keeps many of us back in this month of Ramadan. You try and do so much, but you have to sleep. You are a human being. We have to eat. We have to give time. You have to go to toilet also. All those things are things which we cannot escape. So, and we cannot complete what we want to do. So a person finds himself in a dilemma. Many people write also that what we want to do, we can't manage it. We are finding time is short, our capacity is not enough. So one beautiful dua that Allah Ta'ala has granted us through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just to make it short, part of the dua. Try and learn this dua very short, just a part of it. Allahumma jburna. Rabbi ja Allahumma jburna. That, oh Allah, wherever I'm deficient, you fill it up for me. I can't manage, I try my best, but you fill it up. The whole dua, we should try and read in nafal namaz between the two sajdas when we are sitting. Allahumma fili warhamni, Allahumma fili warhamni, wa'afini warzuqni wasturni wajburni warfa'ni wahdini wala tudillani wadkhilni aljannah. And try and learn it. It's not difficult. With the translation also, it's not difficult. And we'll enjoy that, speaking to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, I'm trying, but I can't manage everything. You for and Allah is such a great, merciful, kind, compassionate, loving, beloved Allah of ours, that we try and we can't do it. Now I'm so tired. My mind just is not working. I don't know what I'm reading, whether Quran Sharif or my wazifas or whatever, and sleep has overtaken me. And eating time, we have to eat, we have to go to toilet. If we can help it, we are not angels, we are not farishtas, we won't go to toilet, spend that time also in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, but we have to. So Allah, all my deficiency, where I can't finish, you give me the full reward without me doing it. And Allah does that. When Allah sees somebody is coming towards Him, Allah Ta'ala fulfills. It's clear, it comes clearly in the hadith. A person goes to sleep with the niyat of tahajjud. He wants to make, but perchance he did not get up for whatever reason. Allah still gives the reward to him. Allah Ta'ala's mercies know no limits whatsoever. We just turn our attention a little bit to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is most kind. So we try our utmost. And in all this, do what we can do. Don't fall back on that. Many of us, we found one malfooz of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that when you are reading Quran Sharif and you feel sleepy, then close the Quran and go and sleep. So that we have make amal on it very well. And all the other teachings of Maulana, that we put one side. No, we should try. And when we really are at that stage now, we can't read. And what I'm reading also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif also, that maybe you are reading upside down also. And you are reading wrong things also. So at that time, go and take your rest. And just read this, Allahumma jiburni. That, oh Allah, whatever I'm deficient, I want to do more. I still want, I'm feeling guilty also. I can't complete what I want to read. But now I can't anymore. You, Allah fulfill, gives us all that also. And we should also make dua to Allah Ta'ala that I am trying in my way. But oh Allah, you guide me towards the best. And also what you want from me, you grant me that. I can't manage it. I'm weak. I'm ignorant. I'm stupid. I'm a sinner. I don't know what you guide. You give me what is the best. What I'm asking, what I'm doing, you grant that to me also, but you know what is the best. And you know what you want from us. You grant that to us. Allah is most loving, most kind. We don't know what that small, simple dua, where a person will, Allah make him rise and go high up. So we have this opportunity still, so Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. One great buzurg says that if we have to ask the people of the Qabristan, Ahle Qubur, the people who are buried, if we could speak to them and we ask them and we tell them desire for something, what you want. He says they will desire for one day of Ramadan. When they have seen the value of it, we could get one more day. Allah is giving us while we are living. Let us take advantage of it and full advantage of it. MashaAllah, the month of Ramadan has come. Two asharas have passed, and what great, great blessings Allah has filled in this month of Ramadan. It is like, just to make us understand, we enjoy a wonderful dastarkhan, a table, where all the food is there, and all what I really love and desire. It is such, if I start with the starters, I just want to eat the starters, they are so enjoyable. But my eyes are on the roast also. My eyes is on the biryani also. My eyes is on everything. And there isn't only biryani, there is akhni also. There is dal chawal also. There is curry khichdi also. Though we usually regard it as more lighter than the biryani and others. But this also, with all its children also. The aloo fry also there. And everything, the little fish also. My mouth is watering while I'm sitting at the dastarkhan. And I don't know what to eat. Much more superior than that. Allah has given us the real dastarkhan. And the month of Ramadan, Allah has adorned it. And what you can't imagine and what you can't think, Allah has put for us here already. All the food of Jannah, our namaz, what Allah Ta'ala has given us. What beautiful namaz. Ulama have written, if we just see the anwarat of the takbir when we say Allahu Akbar, we will be fully taken aback. What Allah has felt, and it's Allah's kindness that He has blindfolded us. Otherwise we will be so taken aback and so amazed by it. Everything, and namaz is filled with all the wonderful treasures. There is takbir in it, the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that you are, and that Allah is watching me. As I'm saying my Allahu Akbar, Allah is watching me. And we do something, you want to do something for your boss, but you want him to know that what you are doing, or you want to do for your wife, or for your husband, whoever, and we usually say, they don't, my husband doesn't appreciate, my wife doesn't appreciate what I do. Allah knows fully well. And there's nobody who can appreciate how Allah Ta'ala appreciates. Na'mal qadirin.
The one who appreciates the most is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is that great being. Our small, small things also. That also Allah appreciates very greatly. So much so that at the end of our amal, if we just read the short dua, which all of us must be knowing also, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The barakat of this dua, that amal which we did, a small amal also, whatever it could be, perhaps just removing a banana peel or anything else that will cause some difficulty to people from the road, anything. Allah Ta'ala makes that amal so big that the normal scale that will be used on the day of Qiyamah will be too small to weigh that amal. Just by reading this dua, that amal which was like a small amal. But now, Allah will magnify it, amplify it, make it so big by reading this dua, that on Qiyamah Day, another special scale will have to be brought. Like for example, jewelers who weigh gold, they use a small scale. Because the gold they weigh is just small. And those who are selling wood, big logs, and coal, when they weigh and sell it, big, big scales they have got. That is shown in that way. But just by reading this dua, that amal that should be, that will be weighed, that should have been weighed in the normal scale, Allah will make it so big. So Allah Ta'ala appreciates so much. So we should open, and it comes in the hadith, Allah is watching, Allah rewards. So now go forward and show Allah, endeavor, make your effort, and show Allah Ta'ala. And in that also, the ikhlas will also come automatically. If you show, if I do it for my husband, I do it for my wife, for anyone else, they don't even know about it. And if they know also, they don't even show appreciation. And Allah Ta'ala showed, so let me just do it for Allah. Why must I do it for these people who won't even know about it? Middle of the night you get up and you do something, you pull the blanket over your wife, for example, or she pulls the blanket over you, and you don't even know, you are fast asleep. But what you do for Allah, middle of the night, Allah is fully aware of it. And how Allah appreciates and rewards on it. So just make it only for Allah. Why do it for other people? Just to, and Allah is the only, and what Allah can give, even if the, your wife knows, you know your wife, she pulled a blanket over you, you are a bit feeling cold, you are a bit sickly, and she looked after you, and how much you going to say? Jazakallah, how much more you going to do? You aren't going to build a palace for her now. She did that. Allah will build me and give. What won't Allah Ta'ala give? So how much Allah can give, nobody else can give. And Allah is fully aware. And Allah Ta'ala appreciates. Allah is most loving and most kind. And Allah Ta'ala's generosity also. Allah's kindness also knows no bounds in Ramadan. How Allah Ta'ala forgives every night in Ramadan so many people who were booked for Jahannam. Not only not those people who they did their good deeds and that on their own, they were their good deeds, they went to Jannah. But those people who messed their lives, who did all the worst things in the month of Ramadan, every night Allah is setting free so many people. Then on the last night, how many Allah set free in the month of Ramadan? So many of people Allah set free. And that last night is coming now. And that is not Laylatul Qadr. That is not the night of Eid also. That is a night of its own, where Allah Ta'ala now just sets people free. So we are coming into the peak period. So we should pick up our efforts also now. How much more we can engage and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given us a variety of ibadah. You don't have to, you know, won't get tired just doing one. If you are making namaz, you can sit and you can make dua. If you get tired of dua, you can make muraqabah, just meditate now. And you get tired of that, then just read Allahumma ajburna and sleep away. And what you just read your few duas before sleeping. and make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping, I'm a human being, I'm weak, and you have made وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. Allah says, we have made the night for you as a cover for you. We have made the night for your sleep for you, that you can recover your energy and your strength again. Your computer is down. It doesn't want to function. Your mind is just not working. You are so tired. And that is really how we should try and make our ibadah. فَإِذَا فَرَفْتَ فَانْصَفْ فَانْصَفْ. That ibadah in which you feel the tiredness coming you. Not just you make little bit ibadah, now you go and said, I did too much now. No, you do so much that you actually feel the tiredness. Oh Allah, now I'm tired. I can't do any more now. And then, Ya Allah, I'm going to sleep to get fresh. And why fresh? To start your ibadah again. That is my object. So that whole sleep of yours, and even make it more explicit. Oh Allah, every moment of my sleep, fill it also with great sawab. And Allah does that. You are sleeping away, and Allah Ta'ala fills your whole. You read your sunnah du'as. You're sleeping according to sunnah. And you asking Allah Ta'ala, your whole sleep also is gone in ibadah. Your eating also, make the muraqabah. Ya Allah, this food is solely and only from you. With the means, just the outward means, but it's only wahdak, la sharika lak. Acknowledge that, Ya Allah, this ni'mat of mine that I'm having, my clothes, my house, my wife, my children, my family, whatever it is, in the rest of Ramadan, the beautiful Ramadan, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, all this is only from you. And oh Allah, you be pleased and give it to me. Don't be displeased with me. Allah gives everyone. Allah gives, is pleased also, and Allah gives, as is displeased also, He gives the. Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this beautiful example that the housewife, she's got a parrot in the house and she feeds the parrot with love. She's happy to feed the parrot. It sings so beautifully, it's got its words that it says. She's very happy and she gives it the best food. And there is a rat in the house, a mouse, and it is now causing more havoc. It comes out and eats all the things, the potatoes, onions, it's nibbling at them. Now it started eating the housewife's scarf also. Now she can't tolerate this. Now she feeds it also with the best food, with fresh cheese, with ghee roti, but in a trap. And she's feeding it, not being happy with it. She's giving it the best also. Hatta idha nasu ma dhukkiru bihi. فَدَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, when people forget all what we had told them to do, what we reminded them over and over, and they forgot about it, then we open all doors for those people. This is a punishment from Allah. You had ill health, Allah is giving you good health. And now your good health, you're using it more in the sin of Allah Ta'ala. You had financial problems all the time, short of money. You couldn't make ends meet. Now Allah opened those doors. But now you're using it in all guna, doing all wrong things now. فَتَحْنَا عَلِيمَ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. They became proud, haughty, that we are like this. And they forgot the condition of the past. Now we got so much, and now you may start making zulm on other people. You look down upon other people. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We take them suddenly to task. And then you see, oh, what happened suddenly? Everything was going so smooth in my life. I was enjoying. I had no car, now 3-4 cars in the house. Hey, no phone in the house, now everyone has got 2-3 phones. Everything, money was just flowing into the house from all different sources. But we, when Allah gives, Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, well, what is a ni'mat of Allah? A gift of Allah Ta'ala. That is, that what we are enjoying, Allah's favor, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. We are enjoying good health, we are in the obedience of Allah, then it's a ni'mat. We are enjoying our finances, things are going good, all right. And we are in the obedience of Allah, it's a ni'mat of Allah. And if all this is good health, but in the disobedience of Allah. Our finances are coming good, but we are in the disobedience of Allah, then this is a ni'mat. It's not a ni'mat, it's a ni'mat. It's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And a camouflaged punishment. That you are thinking and you are becoming more happier. But it's a, we all have to fear all the time that what we are enjoying. And this is how Allah wants us to be. Don't think it that I'm a big buzur. I'm very pious. And I did so much ibadat last night. So now I see everything is going. We have to fear. We don't know if our ibadat is accepted also. So Allah gives happily also. And Allah gives when Allah is displeased also. We must not be fooled by it. We have to check ourselves regularly every night. From time to time make this muraqabah. Whatever we are doing, place it and check it on Quran and Hadith. Is it this according to Quran and Hadith? Check it and see it in the cover to get what's it going to be. What I'm doing now, what will be the reality of the cover? Qiyamah day when my account will be taken. And Allah will test us in the normal system. Every person, every detail of his will be checked out. His intention, how he did his amal, everything is going to be checked. So we have to be all the time afraid that is this a ni'mat of Allah or is it a ni'mat? Is it a punishment from Allah Ta'ala? And those who fear, they are safe. And those who take it they're not worried and they think, no, I'm all right. That all my ibadat is in order. First of all, we have to check, is my iman in order or not? If my iman is not in order, all my ibadat, it's got no value whatsoever. Iman is in order, then I have to check that my istinja, is it correct? My ghusl, did I do it properly? Did hair reach every hair? Water reach every hair, every part of my body? My istinja is not just splashing water. It is that we clean ourselves properly. And more, we should try and do istibra. That in our time, use the tissue paper and see, make sure the last drops of urine also have come out. And then after that, my wudu, is it correct also? Whether some hair is not left out, my heels, my elbow, everything, is it done properly or not? Then my intentions, I'm making my namazes, everything, but what is my intention? Am I making intention first of all? And then if I'm making the correct intention, and then if I'm making the best intention, there are grades all, and we have the opportunity, and we are in the peak period, we shouldn't be wasting our time, we shouldn't be wasting our energies. We are making ibadat. One of those people who are making also ibadat, amilatun nasiba. The Quran Sharif says they are making so much effort that like sweat is coming on their forehead, working so hard. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a priest and he was engaged and devoted to Allah Ta'ala. But tasla naran hamiya, with all that ibadat thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. A person who's believing in Trinity, whose beliefs are completely conk, or completely wrong, all his ibadat, but where is he going to land? And on the other hand, Allah wujuhu yawma ibn na'ima, lisa'iha radiya. And there will be faces that will be lit up bright on the day of Qiyamah. All the efforts they did, they are so happy what effort. They did, the iman was correct. The efforts also were correct. And we must also know that there is istidraj from Allah Ta'ala. Istidraj, that a miraj. Like you're walking out in the desert, out on the road, you are outside. In the distance you see water. It's a play on the eye and it looks like water. But when you reach there, no water. You see it now further and you can carry on until you reach what you think is the horizon. Where the sky is meeting the earth, you can go the whole world round. You won't find the sky meeting the earth. It looks like that. So this is a miraj and it is istidraj. So we mustn't be caught up in any istidraj. I think that the way I spend my Ramadan and the way I made ibadat, whether it's accepted by Allah or not, we don't know. And then we have to also fear that imtidad in goodness, fil khair, that Allah is istidraj. Normally people who are away from deen, They are living their other lives, no namaz, no nothing of deen in their lives, but everything going smooth, everything going well, and they think we are all right. But they are not all right. Allah, the housewife is putting the prep and putting the best ghee roti and getting the fresh cheese and the best cheese, but all to trap them. And أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We take them suddenly to task. Now suddenly what happened? Where things went wrong? And you just see everything is gone wrong. So it must not be like that. And even in our ibadah, shaitan made so much ibadah. It is said that there isn't a span, a hand span of ground left on the earth where he did not make sajda. He so much of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And he had so much knowledge of all the sharia, of the details of every sharia, every nabi's deen, the whole detail, what we call the fine print. That also he had everything, he had that knowledge also. All that he had, but he was rejected by Allah Ta'ala. One time, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam were all standing dumbfounded. And for a period of time, and in Akhirat there is no measurement of time. There is no sunrise and sunset by which we measure time and calculate time. The time is just, so how many years? Thousands, millions of years. Allah asked them, what's wrong? Why are people just standing like this dumbfounded? They say, you see shaitan, what ibadat he made. What knowledge he had, but you got rejected. You got thrown out from your court. So we are afraid that this must not happen to us. Allah says, "Kunu hakada." Just be afraid like that all the time. So a true believer is not taken aback, but all his ibadat and that I did a lot, but he's afraid all the time. I don't know if I did it correctly. And even if I did it correctly, it is Allah's prerogative. If he wants to accept it, he wants to reject it. Allah is not bound by any law that you did all, you filled in your forms all correctly. Now you have passed. You have got what you want. Now Allah can do as He please. And He can put the whole creation in Jahannam, wala ubali. And it means nothing to me. And he can put all into Jannat, wala ubadi. And it means nothing to me. So we have to be humble slaves of Allah. We are not judges of Allah. Today we want to judge Allah also. And we want to decide for Allah also. That what Allah, we are humble slaves, complete, total slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us these realities to understand, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And now with the last 10 days of Ramadan, in which Allah Ta'ala has put Laylatul Qadr also. And this night of Laylatul Qadr, what a great night. In this whole, Allah put Taraweeh also. One riwayat it comes, those who make the 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And 20 rakats was from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Umar, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just made it official. It's not something new he started. It was from the time of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not impose it, did not make it a rule that it would, if it would have become farz from Allah's side, then the ummah would be in difficulty. But then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu officially made it the 20 rakat. And the whole ummah for about 1400 years throughout the world have been making Taraweeh 20 rakat. And one great virtue of the 20 rakats of Taraweeh for the man also, for the woman also, who makes the 20 rakat of Taraweeh, they get the ibadat of the whole night's ibadat. You just make your 20 rakats, 1 hour, about 1 and a quarter, most 1 and a half for us. Those people were different. Many sahaba, their taraweeh, they should finish it at such a time when they used to come home. They should tell the house people, hurry up, bring our sin. Just now it's going to be Subah Sadi. In taraweeh they should spend all that time. The whole night, for hours, 1.5 hours is too much for us. We look for the earliest Taraweeh, and we look for the shortest and the fastest Taraweeh. When we were in Turkey, in Jamaat we were there, common it was, now it's different I believe, and inshallah it is for the good, it's different now. But when we were there, almost every masjid, a salam only after 8 rakats. Not after every 2 rakats salam. The first salam after 8 rakats, that is salam after 8 rakats, and the last salam after the last 4 rakats. So only 3 salams. We have 10 salams. Eh? 2 masjids or so we read, where only 2 salams, 10 rakats salam, 10 rakats salam. And that also, the earliest tarawih, where it's the earliest, the biggest crowd, and where it is the fastest, just 2-3 ayats. One good friend of ours, he made one time in Ramadan, tarawih in Lebanon, Beirut. He went for tarawih and only 8 rakats tarawih. And he's a person who was devoted to his ibadat, left his ibadat also. Only 8 rakats, and all 8 rakats in Wattin. Wattin was Zaytun, Allahu Akbar. And just in that one surah of Wattin, 8 rakats. And now he left his zikr and Ramzan, he honored Ramzan, making his zikr. The masjid caretaker came, now we're going to lock the masjid. Hey, no, you can't sit and make ibadat also. We're going to lock the masjid, it's time now to go. Everyone is gone, you also go. So Allah Ta'ala appreciate. And when we appreciate, Allah opens more doors. And when we don't appreciate, we say now, the ulama say only 8 rakats tarawih, or the government has made law only 10 rakats tarawih. It's not from their side, Allah uses them when we don't appreciate. And when we appreciate, Allah puts more, opens more doors for us and makes it more easier for us. So let us appreciate this great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given us, and especially this last 10 days, our 20 rakats of Tarawih, and do it with passion and enjoyment. The most, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is most noble, most closest, and most rewarded by Allah who gets the tawfiq of making 2 rakats of namaz. And now 20 rakats extra, 17 rakats of tarawih. Don't cut it short also, don't cut corners. There is a time not to, Ramzan is not a time to decrease our ibadah, it's a time to increase our ibadah. And now in the last 10 days, even with more attention, and if we can read more than that also, read more also. So we read all that, and namaz is the what Allah loves the most. Iman is the greatest thing, of course. Iman is abstract. We don't see it. And Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained so beautifully that the ruh is the original. The body is nothing. It's just the carrier, the vehicle. If you're going to the airport and you're going to fly away, your son is taking you to the airport, your friend is taking you, you sit in the car just to get to the airport. After that, you abandon the car. Now you are going to fly now. You don't need the car. The body is only to take us till the qabr. And Hazrat explained that the ruh is yasalunaka ani ruh. They ask you, what is the ruh? And Allahu Akbar. This also is such a discussion that all philosophers and great people in that field who they regard as great, and go to any university of the West, whether it's Cambridge, whether it's Oxford, any university, and go into that section of the library and see how many books have been written on the roof. How many volumes and volumes have been written, and at the end they still no answer. They can't. And in fact they are so angry on the roof and the system of Allah, that we work for the dunya, we studied, we got degrees, we built our empires, and suddenly that just, the roof goes out. What is this roof that just goes out? What is it that leaves the body now lifeless and leaves it motionless? It can't do a thing now. It can't blink an eye now. It can't lift a finger. It can't do anything. After writing so much, the Quran replies it, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they ask you also about the ruh. And the answer for the Muslims, قُلِ الرُّوحِ. Say to them, what is the ruh? مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. It is the command of Allah. And that Allah has commanded, Allah's command. And when Allah takes out that command from a person, he's left motionless. He's dead now. He can't do anything whatsoever. So this ruh in itself, it couldn't make sajda to Allah. Allah gave this body, and now the body you can make sajda to Allah. This ruh couldn't make tawaf of Baytullah. Allah put the body and the ruh in the body. Now in the transport of it, now you enjoy your tawaf. You enjoy your getting up at night. You enjoy raising your hand. And when tears also come out, hey, other people might think you are suffering, but what enjoyment you are getting. And you've got that attachment with Allah in your ibadah, that Allah is watching me. That when you make your ibadah, Allah is watching me. Allahu Akbar. Allah, He is watching me. Allah has got to see to the whole world. I'm such an insignificant speck in this whole spectrum. I got no position, no place, and Allah is watching me. Not only my action, He knows what's in my heart also. And He knows, and you have your love for Allah, and Allah is seeing that love. You are telling your wife, but she still doubts you. I know what you have done to me and what you are. And you telling me you love me, she might say, she might not say, but she has got her doubts. But with Allah, you were the worst sinner. You committed all the sins, unimaginable sins also you committed. But in sincerity, you made to Tawbah. You made your Tawbah. Allah knows what is in your heart. My Banda has come to me. And Allah accepts. And even if you go to Allah in your old age, Allah will never say that when you had money, when you had your youth, when you had your health, when you had friends, when you had contacts, that you didn't think about me. You never drove to the masjid. You never entered the masjid. Now when you are sick, everyone has left you. Your finances are depleted. You've got nothing. Now you coming to me? No, you go with sincerity to Allah. Allah welcomes you and Allah gives you a 21 Gragan salute reception. Allah will give you the best of everything. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the time that we have got to turn to Allah Ta'ala. It's a time we can make not only our 10 days of ibadah, but our whole year. Not only our whole year, our whole life. Not only our life, our long life of qabr. And not only the whole long life of qabr, the very long day of qiyamah. And not only that, eternally we get saved completely from the start, from Jahannam. And we go straight to Jannah. This is the occasion Allah has given us. Use it for that. Let us not let it just go past. The water, when farmers, where they were irrigated with the canals, the water used to come. Some farmer's turn comes at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he will get water for 1 hour, then he must irrigate his farm. And that 1 hour, if he takes advantage of it, he gets all the benefit. And his crops will grow. He will make his money. He will make his year. He will make his life. And if he sleeps in that 1 hour, and the water is gone now he can't take water anymore. Now it's for the other farmer next door now. So we also have got this opportunity now. Let us make the best of it. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has filled it. The Taraweeh, just make our Taraweeh properly. Eh? For the ladies, for example, even if they make from Alif Tarah, they just read short surahs also. But they make the 20 rakat. So the namaz is so valuable. Every portion, our takbir. And then our thana that we read, Subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika, wa tabaraka smuka, wa ta'ala jadduk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Allah loves that the most. So Allah has put that in our namaz, the greatest ibadat, Allah put it right at the start. So pay attention when we read our thana also. Mostly we just have taken it for granted, we learned it as little children, we just reading it, parrot fashion, with no thought about it also. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us the great ibadat of ta'awud. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What a weapon Allah has given us. What a defense Allah Ta'ala has given us. Shaitan with all his how he makes people go astray. All types of people. Shaitan comes to everyone in his type of field. For an alim, shaitan comes to him in that way. For a Sufi, in that way. For a person materially inclined, shaitan keeps him occupied in that way. Everyone. But to save ours, all of us, just read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What a great thing Allah has given us. This also we take it for granted. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this so beautifully. If you're going to some very wealthy person, influential politician, very top person, usually he's in that position. So his security is also according to that. He's got all his security system, he's got electric fencing, he's got big Rottweilers, dogs, Alsatians, big dogs there. And now for you to get in, if you think you'll scale the fence and it's electrified, you're going to kill yourself. If you think you'll overcome those dogs, those Rottweilers and those Alsatians, they will tear you to pieces. But the simple thing, you get the attention of the of that person you want. In the days of before, take a little pebble and throw it. You can't even knock on the door. There isn't a doorbell. But if there's a doorbell, just ring the doorbell. And you'll get your answer. And when he comes out, or you now got a phone. You phone him, I'm here, I want to come and meet you. And he comes out, now he'll open the gate for you. You don't have to scale fence also. And you don't have to get with the electrified fence and all that what comes with that. The dogs, he'll just make a sign and they'll walk away. Or in front of him, you walk right past the dogs. They won't touch you also. And if you did it without his permission, those dogs will tear you to pieces. Eh? One friend explained, delivery man came and he had his dog for his security, and the delivery man, he said that what did his dogs do to me? What they mauled him and what they did out of him. A terrible job they made out of him. This is here in this dunya by Allah Ta'ala. So we just get the attention. So Allah gave us all the key word. You don't need a telephone. You don't need the doorbell. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. We don't have, we haven't understood the value of it. Allah's full protection, that I seek protection from you, O Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan, the accursed devil, shaitan, the who is accursed. I seek your, we want big wazifas. Allah made deen simple for us. Ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Allah has made deen easy for us. Allah has made deen simple for us. We want big wazifas. And we want a lot of big things. Allah has made it very easy. So we use this. So at the beginning, now we are entering in this great relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan must not interfere there. Many of us, we've wonder that we just got no concentration in namaz. We're thinking of everything else. What we don't think about outside namaz, it all comes to us in namaz. Where sometimes we are gone in the past, sometimes we are gone in a different part of the world. What work we are doing, we are having interviews, we are having discussions and meetings in the namaz. Just read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. And that person who is blessed with his connection with Allah Ta'ala, he knows what he's getting. And this is all what we feeling. Otherwise, the takbir in namaz, then the sana of Allah Ta'ala, the anwarat and the great goodness, the great benefit of it. And then our ta'awud, our tasmiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah I'm starting. Who is Rahman? Who is Rahim? Rahman is that great name of Allah Ta'ala. When a person in any difficulty, you just say, Ya Rahman, O Allah, one angel is appointed who is at the highest level of this heavens, the seventh heaven. You just say, Ya Rahman, and it descends right down to the first level. Another Ya Rahman, and it's right there by you. Another Ya Rahman, and whatever your plight was, he's there to help you, to sort you out. Whatever it can be, he will be there to sort you out, to help you. And whoever is causing you harm and difficulty, he will sort them out. So Allah Ta'ala has given us that our Bismillah. And all these things, the if we have to see the effulgence, the noor, the light of it, Allah's kindness, that he has blindfolded us. We haven't got that eyes to see this. We haven't got the eyes to see Allah. The beauty of Allah, we haven't got the eyes here in this dunya. Allah will give us those eyes in Jannah. the power that we can see Allah Ta'ala. And as our eyes are too weak, so the whole salat with tasbih, with tilawat of Quran, with ruku, with sajda, and in Ramadan, in Taraweeh, 20 extra rakat, 40 extra sajdas. Now, namaz is such a great thing, and the closest a person is to Allah is when he's in sajda. Then he's the greatest, and there is a clear indication when you lowered yourself to the lowest, right down, and you put your head, what you regard as your source of your progress. With my brains, I've achieved this. I've built my empire. I've got these degrees of mine. I've done this, I've done that. And you put it, negate it, and you put it on the ground. This is nothing. Allah is everything. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And pure is my Allah, who is the most high. I am the lowest. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. He who humbles himself for Allah, and now practically you have humbled yourself, Allah raises you to the highest. And in sajda you are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah loved us so much, Allah gave us 40 extra sajdas in Ramadan. This is something that we shouldn't feel hard, but we should enjoy. A person getting married, the husband and the wife also. The first night, the husband was preparing 6 months for the wedding, 6 weeks for the wedding. He was going out of his way, getting this sorted out, getting that sorted out. He's tired. When he gets married, the wife, she was also getting prepared for the first night. She went to the hairdresser to have her hair done. And the whole night she didn't sleep, sitting on the chair, that my hair mustn't get spoiled. She went ahead to the hairdresser to spoil her hair. They just used those blowers to blow her hair all in different directions and put some perm and fix it in that way. Whereas the beauty of the hair is when it's combed properly. But here, completely opposite, it's blown all and the perm, now she doesn't want to spoil it. So she just doesn't sleep the whole night also, sitting on a chair, whatever few winks she can get in there. So no husband and wife tell each other the first night that I'm very, very tired. Whatever we want to do, we'll see later, but tonight let me sleep. Eh? That now I want to sleep, but that night no sleep comes. After 6 months of preparation, 6 weeks, why should 1 month of Ramadan? And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, why should the last 10 nights be difficult then? This is the time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam exerted himself even more. That Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, he should fasten his lungi tight, which means that now he should devote himself more to ibadah. Much more he should turn to Allah Ta'ala. At the Kaaf, which is for the last 10 days, and how fortunate are all those throughout the world who are making at the Kaaf. At the Kaaf, that you are fully in ibadat all the time. Even if you are sleeping, even without any niyat or anything, you are in ibadat. You are making your namaz and you got no concentration, but you are in i'tikaf. You are what rewards you are getting. Just because of your i'tikaf, i'tikaf is got a person who doesn't have a reason not to make i'tikaf, he should make i'tikaf. What a great occasion Allah Ta'ala has given. And Alhamdulillah, throughout the world, i'tikaf is taking place. Throughout the world, Taraweeh is taking place. Throughout the world. So don't think I'm somebody great, I'm doing this. I'm one speck of all this whole spectrum in the world. I'm just one little, small, insignificant. And Allah loves that when a person does like that. And you are beg of Allah that where you are showering your favors upon your entire creation, O Allah, even on the non-believers, they are living only by the fadl of Allah. They are disobeying Allah, and how kind is not Allah. After they openly disobey Him, not disobey Him, they don't believe in Him. They reject Him. How many even swear Allah, na'uzu billah, but Allah still feeds them? Where can you get Allah who is so kind? Openly they deny Allah's existence. Openly they speak against Allah, and Allah gives them the best in this dunya still. So that kind Allah that we turn to, and the closest we come to Him is in the sajda. We reach the highest height in the sajda. And Allah in His great kindness and mercy gave us this 20 rakats extra with 40 sajdas. We should look forward to the sajda. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that read the tasbih, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala. And Subhan, you are pure, my Allah. You are making sajda for that being that is completely not as any fault is out of the question. To talk of a fault with regard to Allah is also disrespect of Allah. Allah forgive us. There is no weakness in Allah. Allah doesn't become old. Allah doesn't get the flu. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of anyone or anything. So, Subhan. And when you are so great, yeah, Rabbi, Rabbi, my Rabb, not Rabbuna, but my Rabb, in ruku and sajda, when you have gone down to Allah, Allah has told you now, you make your own individual, personal contract with me, Rabbi al-Ala, my Rabb, who is the most great. You have purified, you haven't purified him, you declare his purification. He is pure, clean, and then there is nobody like him. He is Allah. He is Al-Azim, the greatest, and he is the highest, and then you are in sajda. And when a person says, Subhanallah, usabbihullah alinnaqaisi kulliha, I declare Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. Allah says, you have said that, whether you say it or not, whether no Nabi or Wali says it, I am pure, without you saying it. But since you have said it, jaza'un wifaqa, as a like recompense, and in everything somebody does good to us, let us be good to them also. So you said that for me, I purify you of your weaknesses. Your faults you have got, the greatest way of purification directly from Allah Ta'ala is to read Subhanallah. Allah. And in the namaz and in sajda when you are the closest and your attention is to Allah, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Read it also, and especially now, day and night, don't rush. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana, or just one time. No, read it nicely and try and read it with the passion and devotion and appreciate the sajda, the whole namaz, the sajda, the qada, the ruku, the salam is so valuable, and the barakat of it, the anwarat of it, the greatness of it is unlimited, and we, Allah has given us the opportunity. Who are we? What is our value? We are nothing. Tu chahe humko hai karam aapka. You wish us and you give us this topic, it's only your kindness. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. We are not fit for this in the least, but it's only your mercy, your kindness, O Allah. Where me and where your mercy, O my Allah? Who am I? Full of sin, I see. Full of dirt I am. My life is dirt. Blood is my life. And life is najis, is napa. My body at this stage, all of us, if we check up, we've got urine in our kidneys. We've got stool in our bowels. We are filled with dirt. Any part of the body, from the mouth, dirt comes out when we wake up in the morning. Eyes, dirt comes out. Your ear, the wax comes out. From your navel, there is dirt. Every part of the body, only dirt comes out. And you give me this. Oh my Allah, how merciful and how kind are you. Oh Allah, this last 10 days, let us exert ourselves as much as we can. And then namaz is namaz. Then there is tilawat. And in namaz, Allah has put tilawat also. Then there is dua. And in namaz, Allah has put dua also. Then is zikr of Allah. And in namaz, Allah put his zikr also. And put the cherry on the top. What is the beauty of durood sharif? Allah put durood sharif also in namaz. Hazrat Maulana Bayazid Pandor Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he said that namaz Allah Ta'ala has made exclusive for his remembrance. Aqimi salat li dhikri. Perfect your namaz. Read it with all its requirements. Iqamat salah. And the sole object of namaz, only for my remembrance, lidhikri. Unfortunately, we are such, we remember everything besides Allah Ta'ala in our namaz. If we remembered after namaz, I made namaz for Allah. But whole namaz, after salam, we realized I was in namaz. But namaz was meant exclusive for the remembrance of Allah. But Allah, in His system, put durood sharif, salawat, and the greatest durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. The greatest durood Allah put it. Why did Allah put when namaz was exclusive for Allah? And automatically our feelings, our thoughts will go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when we are reading durood, and we are reading the topmost and the greatest durood. The reason for that is that our namaz, we know what it is. And Allah is arhamur rahimin. Allah is na'mul qadirin. Allah wants to accept. So Allah put by the barakat of durood, your whole namaz will be accepted.
Allah.
Durood sharif is never rejected by Allah Ta'ala. As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qad, 100% it is accepted. And durood sharif is that ibadah that not only is it accepted, but on what you read it, that is also accepted. Your du'as are in between the earth and the sky. Durood sharif takes it to acceptance. Your namaz is also in between. Durood, salawat ala nabi takes it to acceptance. Allah loves Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you just read it and by Allah you get acceptance. Durood sharif is that great ibadah that Allah tabaraka ta'ala turns the world upside down. Turns the world the right side up for you when you read your durood sharif. And by the barakat of durood, all changes will come in your life. Not that you will carry on making guna, but you just start reading durood, Allah will bring all the changes in your life. And then you will turn more to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and Allah will bless you with the best of ibadat also. And the most highest levels of ibadat Allah will bless you with. So this in this last 10 days, we should exert ourselves. And then another cherry on the top. Yeah, we have one cherry on the top. Allah is not one cherry, cherries on the top. How many? The great dua, the greatest lady, one of the greatest ladies, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved, lovable wife, beloved wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our great mother, what a great muhaditha, what great hadith, what a great alima, what a position was. She asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I read? According to our thinking, it should have been a long dua, very long dua, and with such like jawbreakers in there, that it should have been difficult to pronounce also, and very difficult also, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qurban Jai, what is our deen, how beautiful, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, read the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, oh Allah, you are afu. You are an embodiment of forgiveness. You are made up of forgiveness. You are forgiveness. إِنَّكَ عَفُوًا تُحِبُّ الْعَفُوَ. You love to forgive. Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say on such occasions, to say to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, I have come from a foreign land, from the earth, from dunya, I have come to you in your presence, oh Allah. And everyone takes a present when he goes to such honorable people, and that present is appreciated more, which is from foreign country, not what is available locally. And that which is not by Allah Ta'ala, I brought that present, and what is not by Allah? Everything is by Allah. But oh Allah, I brought your present, which is not by you. That is, I used to say, I've come with truckloads of gunas. But you are pure, you are Subhan. And you love to forgive. So you just do that action which you love.
Allah.
Any person. So ulama say, if a qari comes to your town, his appreciation is not you give him the best house to stay in, the best food to eat. You ask him to read qira. Then he says, I'm appreciated. a great a person who makes bayan. He comes to your town, his appreciation is not that you take him to the seaside and let him see the water there, the waves one after the other. No, you tell him, make bayan here. So everyone like that. So Allah, I have come with that, that what you love to do, that you can do it. Truckloads of gunas, train loads of gunas, and whole shipments of gunas I have come with. So you just do what you love. You are afu, you are forgiveness. To hitful afu, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. A bedouin comes to Rosa Mubarak and he says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh Allah's Nabi, that I have come with all my gunas, filled with gunas. And oh my Allah, if you forgive me, your Nabi will be happy. Shaitan will be disgraced and he will be sorrowful. His whole life's effort were all gone in vain. You have forgiven me. And your Nabi will be happy and my work will be done and you will be happy. You love to forgive. Zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. We will be losers if you don't forgive us, O Allah. In other words, Allah don't want you to be losers, and the way you forgive us, then we won't be losers. We are prone to guna. We commit gunas all the time. Our namaz is guna, our dhikr is guna, but you love, oh, you forgive us, O Allah, our work will be done. If you forgive me, your Nabi will be happy. Your enemy Shaitan will be sorrowful and disgraced. You will be happy and your banda's work will get done. So we plead to Allah in this way. What great, what an occasion. So this is a very special moment that Allah has brought. Allah give us all tawfiq for me, for everyone, that we appreciate every moment. And where we fall short, Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah has shown us the way of that also. Just say Allahu majburna. Oh Allah, all my shortness where I fell short, you fill it up for me. My deficiency in my quality, in my quantity, what I couldn't. Young mothers, right, that they have got their children, and children, it's they demanding. They want this, they got their tantrums, they got that. Then my husband is there. I have to see to him also. I have to see to myself also. How much I want to, I can't do. I fall short. I can't. My body can't take it. How much can I do? But Ya Allah, Allahu majburna, you give us everything. So Allah, this beautiful deen, this beautiful occasion, we are in the masjid, we are in the, and all have come with that idea to make my Islam. All have come to find Allah, to make our relationship with Allah, to become the beloved of Allah, with all that, and Allah is watching, and Allah gives also. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate and take full advantage, inshallah.